Hiya, is that Lee?
That's Roddy Ismail, just the way my Facebook is, I.
That's okay. Is Francesca from INS Law calling about the inquiry you submitted for the Scottish Redress Scheme? Okay, is now a good time to talk?
Hi.
Yep, fab. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection. So would I be able to confirm your full name, please?
Roddy Lee Stewart.
And is Roddy with an I?
Aye.
Yes. And your date of birth?
23rd of August, 1986.
And your current address?
It's 25 Regent Street.
And your postcode?
PA14 4QY.
What was that, sorry?
PA15, sorry.
Yeah.
4 Yankee Quebec.
And would you be able to confirm the spelling of the street name for me, sorry?
Regent, R-E-G-N-T.
Regent.
Flat 2-2.
Flat 2-2.
Yes. 25. Nico, come here. Come here. Nico, here. Come here. Come here. Ah, two things.
That's okay, no worries.
Hello.
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah.
That's right. And the email address I have on file for you is roddy617@gmail.com, is that right?
Hi.
Yes, fab. Okay. And also, just for an added layer of protection with your application, so if anyone contacts you regarding the redress scheme at all, if they can't give you the password, then you know it's not us. So would I be able to get a password off you just to add?
Hi, Mary Fallow. Yeah.
Mary Fallow.
Hi.
Yes.
My mum's name. Yeah.
And just let you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Hi.
So obviously with this application now, so I appreciate discussing experiences connected to your past can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call, and if you need a break at any point,
Nicole, stop it.
Or if you would prefer to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Sorry, I'm fighting with my dog.
That's all right, no worries. There can be a pain.
Stop it, man. Stop it now. Stop it. Get up there, man. Up. Get up. Stop it now. Stop it.
Don't sound very happy.
You want to do it. Come on. Come on. No. Nico, get here.
Hi, sorry. There you go. So just a quick question. So do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
No.
No, no problem. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather some information then to assess whether and how we can assist you. Okay?
Right.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse and care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your available options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So INS Law doesn't operate under that statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, so we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. And at this stage, would I be able to confirm that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
Not yet, no.
No, no problem. So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. She'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So it's a no-win, no-fee basis. I think it's 19.2%. So you'll never pay more than that, okay?
Right.
It's important I make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis. I'll explain that in greater detail during this call as well. Do you have any questions for me so far?
No, not yet.
No problem. So if you decide to instruct us, we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme. We gather and review all the evidence, and then we prepare and submit the application. So we do all the corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme, and then we can advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well. So if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can help with that then as well. So we'll also explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered and fully explain it before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. So you would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. And if you decide to proceed...
Nico, here. On you go, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. So if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while the cancellation still remains. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes.
Yes, fab. And one last thing. So just so we're able to formally act for you, we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photo ID and a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So to comply with anti-money laundering regulations, so I'll send you information via email in relation to what we can accept. But do you have any photographic ID at all?
No.
No, so if there's no photographic ID, so we can do a birth certificate, or we can do 3 proof of address letters instead. So this is photo ID in one letter or 3 letters.
Right, okay.
that. So as long as they've got your full name, current address, and then they've been sent to you in the last 3 months. And it can also be so like online bank statement, or if you have like a council tax bill that covers the full year until next year, as long as it's in the range, that's fine.
My phone's just about to die, Hen. Is there any chance you could phone me back?
Yeah, is there a certain time that suits best?
I've not got my charger down here with me, because I only come down to my dad's, not expecting to sleep here last night, but...
yeah, no, that's okay.
Will tomorrow be all right?
So I won't be in the office tomorrow, but I can see if one of my colleagues can take over the call. If not, I can give you a call next week.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, so I'll see if one of my colleagues can call, and if not, I'll give you a call on Tuesday, okay?
Right, okay.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye. Nicole, come on.